Welcome to Gambling with an Edge with your hosts, Bob Dancer and Richard Munchkin. Bob Dancer is America's premier video poker writer and teacher. He's written 10 books, including Video Poker for the Intelligent Beginner and the best-selling Million Dollar Video Poker. He helped develop the computer software Video Poker for Winners, and in 2004, he was inducted into the Video Poker Hall of Fame. Richard Munchkin has been a professional Advantage player for over 30 years and is in the Blackjack Hall of Fame. His book, Gambling Wizards, Conversations with the World's Greatest Gamblers, is a testament to the many ways you can succeed at gambling. The goal of the show is that you'll be a more knowledgeable gambler tomorrow than you were yesterday. And now, here are Bob and Richard.
Good evening. Welcome to Gambling with an Edge. My name is Bob Dancer.
And I'm Mike Shackelford.
And I'm Richard Munchkin.
All right. Now, Munchkin's our normal co-host, and Michael's helping us along tonight. Michael's a former co-host. The reason we twisted Shaq's arm is that we're primarily going to be talking about video poker tonight, and Michael is far more knowledgeable about that game than Richard is. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you.
Our guest today is Kevin Lewis, a semi-pro video poker player who lives and plays in Greater Reno, Nevada, who's going to discuss what are the better places to play in that area for various types of players. In the lead-up to this show, we referred to Kevin as Reno Ron, in case he wanted to keep his real identity secret. He decided using his real name was better, and we'll be talking to Kevin shortly. In the early part of the show, we're going to be speaking about two entirely separate items revolving around the Revel Casino in Atlantic City. The first item is by far the most important to me personally. When the Revel opened up, they were a no-smoking casino. Shaq and I made a $100 on-the-air bet whether a significant part of the casino would be allowing smoking prior to the end of 2013. The casino had to declare bankruptcy for me to win this bet, but now they have a new management team, and the new rules say smoking is allowed there, which makes me the winner of the bet. So, as someone who prefers to believe, who prefers to breathe uncontaminated air, I'm disappointed. As someone who likes to win side bets, I'm delighted. For those of you who are wondering and keeping score, Michael has conceded defeat on this, and the $100 debt has been paid in full. Thank you very much, Michael.
Yeah, congratulations.
I earn condolences to those who like to breathe. The second item about the Revel is quite a bit bigger than my $100 bet. The casino has announced a huge, huge, huge promotion beginning July 1st, Monday of next week. The basics of the promotion are all slot machine, video poker machine, and electronic table game losses during the month of July up to $100,000 are returned to you as free play in 20 equal installments beginning in early August. The general idea in a loss rebate is to play as large as you can afford to play with the highest volatility game you can find. And then, assuming you can afford to lend the casino $100,000 for a couple months, you play until you lose $100,000 or hit something big. Michael, you've studied this promotion. Assuming somebody's close enough to Atlantic City to weekly visit them 20 times and redeem the free play, and they trusted the casino not to change the pay tables or otherwise modify the game, what would be the best way to attack this promotion?
Thanks for asking. Let me reiterate that this is a huge promotion. This is the second biggest promotion I've ever heard of. So it deserves...
Second biggest?
Yeah.
You heard of one bigger than this?
Yes, it was with an internet casino that for a whole day paid 70-1 on single number bets in single zero roulette. And nobody thought they would go through with it the whole day, but they did, and then they lost millions on it, but they paid up. This was casino on net, by the way. But this is just absolutely huge, and if I lived anywhere near Atlantic City, I would be all over this. Okay, so to answer the question, I wrote a simulation program specifically for this promotion, and assuming that the player does not value his time whatsoever, and it's no inconvenience to return to Atlantic City 20 times to pick up his rebate. I calculate that playing 9-6 double-double bonus, which at the time I did the simulation was the best game that I knew about.
At the $25 level.
Yes, at the $25 denomination. Okay.
That single line?
Yes. Yes, I calculate that the player should play until he either loses his $100,000 or he wins 1,260 units. And by unit, I mean a total bet.
Of 125 in
yes.
this case.
So let me doing a quick calculation here. Because
about 150,000.
Yeah, 1,260 times 125 is 157,500. And I was surprised the winning goal is that high, but the simulation was confirmed by Elliot Jacobson, and so that's where it stands.
Did that assume you were collecting it on 9-6 jacks or better, or does it assume you're collecting it at a 100% rate?
It assumes you're collecting at a 100% rate.
All right, so since you're going to be playing 9-6 jacks, if you're lucky enough to get on one of the machines or quite a bit lesser pay schedule, then it would the number would change. In what way?
It would not change significantly. I think that getting free play on 9-6 jacks is almost as good as cash.
Well, wait, Mike, you didn't say what the value of the rebate is under those conditions.
Good question. I did forget to say that. The value of this rebate is 355.1 units, which at $125 a unit comes to 44,389. And, you know, that is not a misstatement. This promotion has an expected value of over $44,000. You do not get that every day, people.
For sure. All right.
Now, before we go
so
on,
that number would go down just a tiny bit, given the having to run it through the jacks or better.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be a shame if you only could make 43,000, huh?
Yes, and
I mean,
go ahead.
My feeling about this is that it's just never going to. People are never going to get paid. I mean, there's a long history of casinos offering these promotions, realizing after the fact that they've stepped in it, and then finding a way to screw the players. I don't know how they'll do it, but I mean, their liability is going to be in the tens of millions of dollars, and there's just no way they're going to cough up all that money. One of the things that I wrote about, and there are some additional sort of problems with the promotion. One, as you mentioned, is this 20 separate payments. I initially had written that you could, combine that into 10. If the new week begins on, say, Monday, you can collect week one on Sunday night and week two on Monday. But then a friend reminded me that some places say that you cannot collect your next free play
on that
7 days after you've collected the last one.
I've actually spoken to the Revel management, and you can. There will be a delay, such as perhaps the first week ends on midnight Sunday and the next week begins at 8 a.m. Monday. But should you take a room in Atlantic City, yes, on one trip to town, you can pick up for 2 weeks. So you would need to make 10 trips where you go on Sunday and pick up on Monday, and yes, that's going to be allowed.
And did he tell you how you were going to be allowed to make the free play?
I'm not sure what your question is.
Normally, free play, you can play one time through on any machine, but they didn't, they could have their own rules regarding that.
The intention was you can play it on any machine. Now, the casino has very few what we would consider decent pay schedules. So, and I expect as this promotion goes on, it goes worse. Now, a bigger problem for the casino, something else to that I learned by this conversation is this is going to be in lieu of other benefits. Usually when you go and play in Atlantic City and you get back 10% or so of your losses the next week. Or so this time you're not going to get those other checks. This promotion is in lieu of all these others. So you're going to be making these 20 trips and you're not getting these extra benefits that you're usually used to when you go to Atlantic City. Also, there is a huge breakage factor. This is going to go until the middle of December. And even if you make 10 trips, that's 10 separate trips from, I think it's August 11th through December 8th or something like that. That's a whole lot of Sundays where that may not work so well for you to get there.
Well, there's also the additional danger that, and there's the additional sort of pain in the butt factor of all the W2Gs, which for you video poker players, you're used to that, but for table games players, you know, it's not an insurmountable problem, but it is a consideration.
It is.
The biggest problem is people have run the danger of the casino just saying, oh, you're in Griffin or you're in OSN and you don't get any comps. We're not honoring this for you.
That's unlikely to take place here. I believe they're going to honor it. Where they will shortchange you is if I decide that I'm going to go and play on, let's say Michael plays and you play, and I'm there picking up free play for both of you, which would make a whole lot of sense to combine it like that, that they're going to try to stop.
And of course, yeah.
If they can, there will be pros who would like to run 30 different players through this promotion. And, you know, and collect, and even if they play the players $10,000 each, and if they're collecting $40,000 and paying out $10,000, they can afford it. And so that would be $1 million play day for one pro. So if the casino catches that happening, they haven't announced what they're going to do, but my guess is eliminate that player from collecting any more rebates, which means you have to lose your $100,000 first and then not collecting it later. And if you're somebody who's planning on doing this multiple times and playing on multiple cards, this could be a real pain in the ass.
Well, you know, Bob, you like to make side bets. I'd be willing to make a side bet that this promotion does not make it through to the end without either changing significantly or some people just being told, we're not going to honor your rebate, we're not going to pay you.
Well, I'd be interested in taking that bet, depending on how you define that. If you're talking, I believe players who play within the rules will be honored. So if you think...
For the full $100,000?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I would make that bet that they
will. Right.
I bet they will do a Riviera and... water this down as it goes.
Well, they will likely water down the pay schedules. They will very possibly, on free play, there's various ways they can do it. They can mail you the voucher and then you just put it into the machine. They're not going to do that, I would not think. I'm not told how they would do it. I would think they want to make sure that you are physically there. So that's going to mean you're going to stand in line with a couple thousand other people to collect the vouchers so you can play. Now, everybody standing in this line has been a loser in this promotion. And loser players don't really like to stand in line. East Coast players like so less than West Coast players. So it's going to be kind of grumpy in that line.
I think a more likely scenario is, I don't remember exactly what the Riviera did, but it'll be something like, oh, instead of $100,000, it's going to be $1,000. You know,
okay. I could see
like
that. Yeah, I predict they're going to restrict the machines and say the high denomination games are not valid once they start to realize the folly of their ways.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
And they may say that video poker isn't valid, and those are the kind of significant changes I'm talking about.
All right.
That'll happen.
So we have made a bet. We haven't discussed the minor thing.
We'll iron
like,
out the details off the air. Yeah.
Well, like how much the bet is. Are we talking about $100? Yeah. Are we talking about $10,000? I would prefer something closer to the first one than the second, but we'll iron out the details, but it'll probably be somewhere between $100 and $1,000.
Right, and we'll let the listeners know what the details of our bet is.
All right. Now, it actually, were I close to Atlantic City, I'd be all over this. Also, if I'm near Atlantic City, and near means within like a two-hour plane flight, even if you consider, let's assume your travel expenses each time you go, let's say they're $900. You're making 11 trips, once to do the play and 10 times to pick it up. Then at $900, that means that's a $10,000 expenses. So if you're playing the full 100, planning on losing 100,000, or at least playing so that's a potential, this becomes a 90% rebate instead of a 100% rebate. Players kill for a 20% rebate. A 90% rebate is great. So if you're in, you know, Detroit, Texas, Florida, you know, Kansas, something, you're close enough to do this if you're going to be a big player. Now, if you're going to go and play and until you lose $2,000, and so each of your rebate checks is going to be 100, well, yeah, now the transaction costs can eat you up. But if you have the bankroll or can borrow the money to play it up to the full extent, anything within, I don't know, 1,000 miles is probably close enough, providing you do have to play some of it Monday morning. Those of you who have to be at work on Monday morning at 9 o'clock, that's a problem. Then you're going to need to make 20 trips instead of 10. Those of you who have a wife with a honey-do list who does not really interested in having you take 20 different or 10 different trips to Atlantic City without her, or even that could be a problem too. There's also a huge discipline problem here. A lot of players, when they're in the casino and they collect their vouchers of however much it is and play that, they just don't want to walk out the door. They want to keep playing. Well, generally, the Revel machines are pretty tight. And so if you keep playing, that's significant EV you're giving up. So it does require a significant amount of discipline to only play the right, you know, the amount you have and then leave. During this promotion, you can expect the pay tables to be pretty tight. It would be foolish for them to do otherwise. After the promotion, they'll very likely loosen up the pay tables.
If I lived there, I would take a shot at this, but it's very high reward, but as usually goes along with that, I would consider this very high risk. So I just think, you know, people should be aware that this is not going to be just a walk in the park. You're going to have, and it would not surprise me if lawsuits arise over this as well.
Yeah,
I'm sure players.
A lot of players are predicting the bankruptcy of the second bankruptcy of Revel again, or maybe it's the third, and of Revel. And so I'm thinking they're going to pull through this. One of the ways they really win is the breakage factor, that players won't come in and pick up their sixth one or their eighth one or their tenth one, and you start not making these trips, and the casino does much better on it.
Oh, well, that's true of all the degenerate players too, right? The degenerate players are just going to go in and blow all the money back and probably some additional money.
That's what the casino's counting on, which is why they make an eight-hour break between when you can pick up week ones and you can start picking up week twos. Some players will either rent a room, hope from the casino, hope from the Revel, and or stay and gamble all night, which would be fine with a casino as well.
Right.
There's a few other math things if we have time.
We got about, well, let's say 4 minutes, 3 minutes.
Okay. Now, I mentioned that the optimal winning goal was 1,260 units, but if you shoot for a lower goal than that, you still get almost all of the expected value. For example, if you shoot for 1,000 units of profit, you still have an expected win of 351 units, which is only 4 units less. And even at a winning goal of 500 units, you still have an expected profit of 304 units. And
if you're playing a single-line video poker machine, I mean, it's probably going to be hitting a royal, right? I mean, you're either going to – you may way overshoot the target or, you know.
Well,
royals – I think it'd be hard to
– Yes, royals are 100,000 on this game. Aces with the kicker are 50,000. And there are a couple different ways you can get $20,000 jackpots on these machines. So those are – some combination of those is going to put you over whatever your limit is.
But I think a one royal win, which is 800 units, is a nice number considering everything. That has a – you'll have a 36.1% chance of achieving that with an expected win of 340 units. And finally, I don't know if this is true, but somebody on my website claims – they have $25 denomination 9-6 jacks or better there. And he said that he was just scouting there, and that's what he reported.
Well, playing off your free play is never going to get more than 5,000 at a time. So playing this game on 9-6 jacks or better is a pretty silly way to do it. You can't. It's such a low variance game. You need the royals on the. With 9-6 double double bonus, you can get it with aces and a kicker, and so you on loss rebates you generally go for the high volatility games, and jacks are better is the lowest volatility video poker.
Well, I agree with a promotion like this. Volatility is good, but I find that's basically offset by the house advantage that is half of what it is in double double bonus, and coincidentally, the expected value of this and the optimal goal is just about the same in 9-6 jacks or better. According to my simulation, there I show the optimal win target is 1,230 units in 9-6 jacks with an expected win of 365 units, which is just 10 units higher than double-double bonus.
Interesting. I would... interesting. I would not have thought that. I personally would have used a rule of thumb of something like quit it when I reach 40 or 50,000.
And by the way, I would not scold anybody for playing reeled slots on this. For example, if they could make a $300 bet. I haven't studied it, but that might be the way to go because you're betting so much more and they have greater volatility.
They do have greater volatility, and you don't know if it's a 91% game or a 93%
That's true.
Game. And those little... details can be kickers.
That's a good point. Now, normally casinos set their huge denomination slots at about 97%, but the Revel might put in a different EEPROM chip for this event.
It would make sense for them to do that.
But if they had any sense, they wouldn't be doing this in the first place.
Well, that could be. So I'm going to introduce our guest now, and then the first thing I'm going to ask him is, how would he do it if a casino were silly enough to do this promotion in Reno? And before I do that, I'm going to wish Richard Munchkin goodbye. He was here mainly for the Revel discussion, and the video poker is not Munchkin's alley. So we'll be talking to Munchkin next week when we do BJ Traveler.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Munch.
Kevin Lewis is a writer and advantage gambler who's played video poker professionally for 8 years while a resident in the Las Vegas area in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Since then, he's shifted his attention to the Reno Tahoe area due to shrinking opportunities in Las Vegas and favorable situations that were and to some extent still are in northern Nevada. Kevin Lewis, welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Kevin.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, now, Kevin, if the promotion at the Revel were instituted in Las Vegas or Reno, would you play it?
No.
Oh, interesting.
And I have a reason why, which you may not agree with in any way, shape, or form, but it's based on my past experience. I think the promotion is much more secure in Atlantic City due to the jurisdictional differences. In Las Vegas and Reno, yes, we have a gaming commission, et cetera, and courts and laws and all that sort of thing, but the protection for the player is pretty ephemeral. And aside from that, there's also the consideration of a casino entity, whatever this is that might put it on, simply ceasing to exist, being taken over by new ownership, them simply reneging on the promotion. And on corporate books, loss rebates are contingent liabilities. If one entity was to buy another that had a bunch of contingent liabilities on the books, those would not necessarily be transferred under both tax law, standard accounting, and corporate regulations. So there would be some non-zero cumulative chance of the casino reneging, ownership problems, bankruptcy in the middle of when you were getting your rebates, et cetera, et cetera, all of which, no one of which would significantly impact my perception of the EV, but together, I think constitute a substantial risk that I would not play this, certainly to a large extent. If I were going to be in the area anyway, I would probably play it on an experimental basis, like maybe having a loss cap of 5,000 or 10,000. I just feel, based on my extensive past experience, that if this were in Nevada, it would be far too risky for me. Now, if you could afford to go ahead and tank $100,000 and it wouldn't significantly affect your playing ability or your bankroll, then I say by all means, go for it. I can't conceive of it not being positive EV, in other words, but I think the variance based on what might happen is more than it would seem on the surface. Again, this is my opinion.
Now, I think the bankruptcy is a legitimate fear, but I have to say that if someone, I don't think reneging is much of a possibility if this were in Nevada, because someone could bring to the gaming control board, you know, pictures of advertisements and rules and say, look, here is the deal that they offered, and I completed the play, and I don't think the gaming would let them just renege on a deal they offered if the player already completed his side of the deal.
Oh, I agree that the player would be completely in the right, but there's a huge gulf between being in the right and having your rights enforced. That, once again, this is simply my perception, but it is based on experience. So all right. I would probably do it to an extent that wouldn't hurt my bankroll, even if I suffered a complete 100% loss. So I would modify my answer to say I would not play it as heavily as would optimize the play.
All right, so we've probably beaten this Revel thing to death, so let's talk about Reno and beat that to death.
Yeah, well, Revel's still moving. Let me stomp on it one more time. Okay, now it's dead. All right, as far as Reno goes,
what would be the best casinos in Greater Reno for quarter players and why?
Okay, 3 days ago, I would have answered this question differently in terms of order. Now, by far the best play is at the Silver Legacy. Second after that is still the Atlantis. The Peppermill would be third, and the El Dorado would be fourth. And these rankings, I would consider them to be pretty close together. The reason, the change I've made, the reason Atlantis is not first, which it would have been 3 days ago, is that I've learned that they've very recently taken out virtually all of their good 25-cent games. So Silver Legacy still has Full Pay Deuces Wild and Full Pay Joker Wild in 25-cent denominations. Atlantis no longer does. So strictly in terms of EV, Silver Legacy is by far the leader. In fact, as far as I know, it is now the only place in Reno Tahoe that has Full Pay Deuces or Full Pay Joker Wild.
But Atlantis, even losing their best machines, is still second?
It's second because they still do have 10-7 double bonus.
That sounds like an over 100% machine to me.
Yes, it is. Because they lost most of their good stuff. The 100.76, the 100.65. Yeah, they still have a bank of double bonus, but I don't give that very long.
Okay. So
now it's still in second. It might drop to third if it lost that 10-7 bank. The other reason Atlantis has dropped, in my estimation, is they have recently tightened up considerably on their bounce back and discretionary comps. They used to be quite generous. $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 coin in, which is an per day, which is a very easy goal to attain for a quarter player, would get you room comps and enough food comps to feed one person at the very least. Now it gets you very little. It gets you a 2-for-1 offer at full rack rate, that sort of thing. And this is a quite recent development. So they've dropped well below Silver Legacy in terms of what a quarter player can reasonably expect to earn in terms of bounce back and comps, which is unfortunate. So that double blow knocks them below the Silver Legacy, but they're still well above the Peppermill and the Eldorado.
Okay, same question, but for dollar players.
Okay, for dollar players, you obviously are going to have a very hard time finding anything that's inherently positive, but the good news is that there still are plays where the combination of inherent slot club benefits, comps that are discretionary, which I'll get to later, and bounce back, push the play well over 100%. For that kind of approach, the Peppermill is probably best in that they seem to really like to court players who are putting that kind of coin in a day. 4 or 5 hours a day, full pay, full coin, dollar machines. They don't get very many $5 players, but that seems to really float their boat. As far as the best game you might find, you can find full pay pickup at the Carson Nugget, full pay Joker Wild 2 pair at the El Dorado in dollar denominations.
Those are both 99.9% games plus.
Yeah, well, Joker Wild 99.92, pickup 99.95, so essentially barely under 100%. There's also another play that also intersects with the out-of-towner approach. If you're looking for room comps and general amenities that can also be used in other places, both the Harrah's Tahoe and the Harrah's Reno casinos have jacks or better in dollar and up denominations. So if that was your approach, earn reward credits to increase your tier status, that's certainly an available play.
What is the highest denomination Harrah's Reno has in 9-6 jacks?
At last report, they still had some $25 machines, but that's...
In Tahoe, they have a lot higher.
Yeah, Tahoe does, I know. I'm certain that they have $5 jacks or better at Harrah's Reno. The $25 have been moved around a little bit and fiddled with, so I can't say for certain. But you'll find $5 in both places, multiple locations.
Do you know if they do like the Rio does, where you earn points at a chintzy rate if you're playing 9-6 jacks?
They do that. At Harrah's, they call it, everything is based on theoretical, and the bonus point you get is based on your theoretical, and 9-6 jacks on most of the machines is very, very low there.
I've actually had good results in Tahoe playing dollar triple play jacks and gotten quite a bit of stuff back from them, but that was admittedly over 6 months ago. But it was not similar in Reno. I encountered the effect you're describing, Bob, in Reno when I played the same denominations, about the same amount of coin is, I got basically nothing, or at least something I wouldn't have thought warranted my play. So, Harrah's, I only mention peripherally simply because their comps are so useful. You earn the reward credits, you can take them a lot of other places and use them. But I think that the El Dorado might be the best combination in terms of inherent EV and bounce back and just consideration from a host if you hook up with one.
And what game is there to play there?
Well, you've got the Joker Wild 2 pair. You've got Not So Ugly Ducks. You've got some other 99.8-ish games, like I believe...
Super Aces, maybe.
Super Aces and White Hot Aces and a few other things like that.
Well, White Hot Aces
I've only
is below
played the
that,
Not So Ugly and the two-pair Joker.
But you have that at the $5 and higher level, or $5 only, or...?
You'll find most of those games only up to a dollar, but the Not So Ugly Ducks, last time I looked, was up to $5.
All right, good. And my personal experience is if you can stay getting mailers at Tahoe, Harris Tahoe, they're huge. You can get $10,000 mailers. Of course, they do eliminate players, but but if you can get those, they're huge.
They used to be so good just for inherent play, too. I mean, they were filthy with positive games about 5 years ago. Those were the days. Oh, I'd also like to mention that if you want to put in a lot of action, I mean, if you're a $25 player and up, you'll probably have the best games available to you at the Peppermill.
Better than 9-6 Jacks?
Yeah, you got Not So Ugly Ducks up to 100.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So if you could obviously parse out your EV in terms of bounce back and comps, you could easily float over 100% there.
Now, you've mentioned both the Atlantis and the Peppermill. They seem to have a love-hate relationship, which is mostly hate.
95% hate.
How can players use this to their benefit?
Well, these are the two gas stations across from the street in your hometown that keep lowering their prices and staring across the street balefully at the other guy until they finally figure out at some point that they're hurting themselves by doing so. So they alternate between feuding and getting together on the same page. Now, one thing has happened with the Atlantis and the Peppermill as far as transparency of comps is that they both are fairly generous in that you can count on 0.3, 0.4% comps for your action almost no matter what level you are. However, you could never find out at the Peppermill for a long time, and you still can't, just what those comps will get you, how much you've accumulated, your point balance, any of that stuff. It's a don't ask, don't tell slot club. The Atlantis marched in step with the Peppermill for a long time, but recently they've introduced complete transparency in just what you've earned and what your comps will buy. You don't even have to stand in line at a slot club to find that out. So you're going to see this sort of thing where one casino starts to try to trump the other in terms of what it offers, because they are quite similar in their approaches, their demographic, their marketing, the games they offer, the clientele they expect to attract. So the thing to do is to keep an ear to the ground, look at their newspaper ads, their online ads, check their promotions. One casino frequently does something in response to the other. So the deals will always be better at one place than the other, and that might hop back and forth across the street.
All right.
So I just say be aware.
So we got about 7 minutes left.
Okay.
How do slot clubs in Reno differ from slot clubs in Las Vegas or other places?
I found the Reno clubs to be much more generous. The standard rate for Las Vegas has been about 0.1%, and cashback, free play comps, whatever. It tends to average about 0.3, 0.4 in Reno. However, the Reno slot clubs are a little bit more opaque and their rules are a lot more confusing. Not that you don't find that in Las Vegas. But in general, you'll get a better experience, you'll get more back, you just might have a lot harder time getting somebody to explain to you just exactly what you've got coming.
I used to play at the Atlantis, and I agree, I got rewarded very well there, but I have to say that I think that Vegas is more generous than 0.1% considering everything.
I do too.
True.
I do too.
I was more referring to just your upfront earnings. You might do much better in discretionary comps and bounce back and that sort of thing.
Well, even cash back at most places is above 0.1. I mean, at the Palms is 0.25. At South Point is 0.3.
0.3, right.
So, and they both give comps and other things.
Right. Reno can frequently be as much as 0.6, 0.7, though, especially on multiplier days. So I'm just saying this is the rate that both places go from.
Mm-hmm.
0.1, of course, you know, if you're a Coast Casino's customer, that gets bumped up to 0.2 or 0.3 if you're at the higher levels. So it seems to be that Reno will give you 0.3 almost if you're bopping in nickels one at a time. You know, but you have to do some certain things to get up to that 0.3 in Vegas.
The Suncoast by my house is having 7 times point days all the time. But anyway, to go on to another topic, how do comps in Reno differ from those in Las Vegas?
It's much, much easier to get a discretionary comp in Reno than it is in Vegas. I've never had any problem simply asking for something. And also, I've gotten comps based on my promise of future action rather than see me at checkout and we'll see what we can do for you. I've also had no problem in terms of making my comps a little oddball. Like if I had a room comp coming, I say I can't use all these comps, but could I convert them to maybe some food comps? I have some guests coming over, et cetera, et cetera. And they've shown great flexibility that I haven't really found in Vegas for about 5 years.
Now, Vegas is largely owned by 5 or so companies. Now, Reno, those seem to be owned mainly by single owner, single companies. Does that lead to more promotions, or how does that work?
Well, certainly there's more entities, so there's more opportunities for promotions. You have a case where if a given casino is not doing very well, if it's part of a corporate network that owns like 15 casinos across the country, that's not as much as a cause for alarm as it would be if it was a single owner casino. So that in trouble casino is going to be much more inclined to offer good stuff to get you to come in. Rather than the corporate that's going to look and say, oh, well, just our Vegas casino isn't doing terribly well this year, because it's not a matter of life and death for the multiple casino owner. So you have this fragmented ownership in Reno that means that somebody just might go way over the line and offer something really, really good. It would be temporary, but I've seen it time and again in Reno that a given casino just offers a fantastic promotion. And also, they tend not to turn it off as quickly, even if people jump on it. I've seen these promotions go on for quite some time, and I've also seen that apparently not all that many people are aware of them. So that's one market where you really have to do your homework and just look at their online ads and read the paper if you have access to it, and keep your ear to the ground, go on the forums, whatever it takes, because occasionally juicy stuff pops up. You just have to be ready to leap on it.
Now, we have about 2 minutes to go.
I've got a question.
Okay.
You touched on this in the introduction, but if somebody is thinking of taking up video poker professionally, do you think he would be better off in Reno than Las Vegas?
Yeah, I definitely do, because I think that there will always be some opportunities in Reno. Vegas, there's enough interconnectedness among ownerships, and there's also so many people who are willing to exploit any kind of weakness at all that I think there's more pressure, there's more downward pressure on video poker in Las Vegas than there is in Reno. That, of course, may change, but, you know, you're in the most sophisticated gambling environment in the world in Las Vegas, and, of course, the casinos aren't in the business of giving anything away. So if they perceive that they're losing value, they're going to act on it pretty swiftly. So, you know, you might make plans to go to Vegas and be a player there and then walk out the front door one day and find out that virtually every opportunity is dried up and the remaining players there are cramming what opportunities still persist. I don't think it's going to happen in Reno.
Interesting.
Very good. Thank you very much, Kevin. This was very informative.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
All righty. Michael, what did we learn today?
Oh, we learned, you know, that Reno is a much better place to play video poker than Vegas in general. And some hot tips on specifically which are the good places.
Very good. Thanks. So, it's been about a month and a half since you were on the show, Michael. What new and different has been happening on the Wizard websites?
Yeah, I've added a lot of stuff since my last time on May 9th. You've seen those machines that are by U1 Gaming. They have them at Dottie's and the El Cortez and the Las Vegas Club and the Rampart. And there are these big machines that have a bunch of video poker games and slot games and keno games. And they're very creative in creating their own games as opposed to just rehashing what everyone else does. So I've been going through a lot of their keno games for now, and once I'm done with those, I'm going to work on video poker. But I have analyzed 6 of their keno games thus far, and still have about 3 more to go.
And they're all hopeless?
Yes, but I'll analyze anything. I just love to get my hands dirty with math. Something that's a little more fun is I got together a bunch of the pictures that I took around Vegas with my pretty models, and I put them into something called the Name That Casino game, where it just shows you random pictures and it gives you 5 choices, and you have to guess which casino you're looking at.
And do they all feature you and a pretty girl?
No, they only feature the pretty girls. I'm not in any of them. There's only one picture that does not have a girl in it, and it's taken at the Main Street station. Can you guess?
You tell us that it's taken at Main Street Station, yeah. And you're asking us to guess which casino it's at?
No, where in the Main Street Station? Why? What's special about the Main Street Station that...
I have not been in that. When I was there, it was in the men's room where they used to have part of the Berlin Wall there.
Very good. Very
and
good.
So having a lady in front of the Berlin, yeah. In the men's room in front of the Berlin Wall would be an unusual picture.
Yeah, that you're absolutely right. They still have that big slab of the Berlin Wall in the men's bathroom at the Main Street Station, and I did not have the gall to ask the model to go in there. But anyway, a lot of my website readers have said that was a lot of fun. And at the Red Rock, I've noticed some more mystery progressive games. These are the ones that must hit by some certain point. And I previously talked about the ones made by Williams, but they have more of them made by some company called Ainsworth Slots. And I have a page that explains when those machines are ripe and ready to play.
Very good. The South Point has more than 10,000 video poker games, returning more than 99%. That's more than anybody else. Throughout June, which ends this Sunday at midnight, you get Chevron cards at half price, up to 10 of them for $500. Normally takes, normally for 83-34 points, you can get a $25 cash or free play. Now you can get a $50 comp. So that ends this weekend. I have not seen next month's promotions yet. It would surprise me a lot if July 4th wasn't double point day. They tend to have double point days on holidays. July 4th is as big a holiday as we have in this country. So should that be there, I expect to see me on the Quick Quads machine. At the Palms, they have this weekend is the finals of the 127,000 slots of steel. So every Friday and Saturday night, people get called in a drawing. They get $500. And then on Sunday, they play in a slot tournament. And the winner of that tournament gets $52,000. And there are smaller prizes for the other people. But that's a big prize. And so when you play on Friday and Saturday evenings, you get 5 times drawing tickets. The play, earn, and win games or gifts for the latter half of the month have been theme of booze cruise related to alcohol. your points. So for tomorrow, Friday, will be the last day of this. And so any point you earned and didn't redeem on Monday or Wednesday are included. The biggest gift is a 4-cubic-foot refrigerator. On Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, of which Saturdays and Sundays are the only one left in this month, there's a bingo game where you fill in a 25-square bingo card. There's different denominations. There's different restrictions on the machines. The most lucrative one used to be the 25-cent, 50-cent video poker. Apparently, too many people were cashing that, so they added two different suited straight flushes. I think it's diamonds and clubs. On average, on a single line, a diamond straight flush happens every 36,000 hands, and a club straight flush happens about the same number. And so they just added those two on the bingo card, which makes it very significantly harder to fill up. So fewer people are playing it. If you do have a semi-open card, they expire at midnight Sunday. At videopoker.com, they're in their monthly contest now. Their game for this contest is Super Triple Play. This is a 6-coin-per-line game where the extra coin finances higher payouts for the quads and straight flush. This makes the game more volatile. If you're hitting 4-of-a-kinds today, this is a really nice game to be playing. If you're not hitting 4-of-a-kinds today, this game sucks. So unfortunately, I don't know how to find out whether I'm hitting 4-of-a-kinds today until after the fact. If you think you know, you are either a lot smarter than me or perhaps a lot more naive. One of the two. Now, in this 100-hand contest, the best play is the one with the highest variance. So double-double bonus is a good choice, and they do indeed offer it. Triple-double bonus would be better. They don't offer it for this contest, but they do add super double-double bonus. This is which is a better game to play. In the normal version, in addition to aces with a 2, 3, or 4 kicker paying you 2,000, aces with a jack, king, or queen kicker pay 1,600. So plus 4 jacks, queens, or kings with an ace, king, queen, or jack kicker pays 800 instead of 250. Now, in the super triple play version, all these are increased. Now, in these contests, the winner is the one who are dealt the biggest hands. So you need to be dealt a royal, or probably two of them, or dealt aces with a kicker, or probably two of them in the 100 hands in order to end up on top of these contests. So super double-double is the way to go. Whether you know the strategy or not is rather irrelevant. It's whether or not you get dealt stuff. And so the difference in pay schedules is doesn't matter so much in the contest. It matters a lot in the casino. Our guest next week is BJ Traveler, who is a Chinese national who goes around the world playing blackjack and other table games and doing very, very well at it. We'll be talking to him. Thank you, Michael, for being on the show tonight. Thank you, Munchkin, who can no longer hear me. Thank you, Kevin Lewis. Good night, everybody. Go out and hit lots of royal flushes.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Gambling with an Edge with your hosts, Bob Dancer and Richard Munchkin. Subscribe to the show in iTunes, and episodes will be delivered to you automatically every week. Archived versions of past shows may be found at bobdancer.com and richardmunchkin.com. We welcome emails at gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com. Bob Dancer and Richard Munchkin are both available on Facebook and welcome your questions. The sponsors for the show are the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa, the M Resort, the Palms Casino Resort, and the website videopoker.com. Join us again next week for another Gambling with an Edge.